inaugural Artist in Residence program. Aisha joins me here in the studio. Good morning to you, Aisha.
Good morning.
Now, you're a German-based artist, and you've just come over for this residence-based program. How long have you been here?
I've been here for 4 weeks, and or a little bit more than 4 weeks. I'm German-based, but also living in Istanbul.
Right.
So I'm living in two cities.
How have you found Christchurch since you've been here? Is it good?
It's really good. It's really good. I had lots of fun here, although I don't know why. I have a very good feeling. I've been traveling a little bit around this, then I decided that I like Christchurch the most.
Right. You've called the show that you've put together Awesome. What's behind that? Why Awesome?
When I came here, I knew the meaning of awesome, of course, but I had not heard it spoken in other countries where I've been traveling so much. And here I found out that people are speaking, using this word more often than in other English-speaking countries. In other places, they say wonderful, amazing, mm-hmm. things like that, but not awesome. So it just came back to me, this word that I had not heard for a long time.
Do you think that maybe we use it too much?
Not too much, but instead of other things. In United States, for example, they say too much wonderful. Mm-hmm. Maybe even more, but awesome, I found, is a very nice word, and awesome is more subtle than wonderful and amazing. It shows a more subtle expression of amazement.
Right.
And it's more about the person who is saying it, his or her feelings, than impressing the other. Kind of. So there's a subtle difference which I like.
So you think New Zealanders say it in a completely different way to anyone else that you've come across, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
And we use it in a completely, with sort of different context, maybe?
In the same context, but in a different, with a different character, kind of.
It's interesting to get that outside perspective.
Yeah.
On our language like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought the show should be called Awesome. Now, it's a nice word also.
You put together site-specific artworks. What does that mean to you? What does that mean?
Place has a big importance in my artwork. Mm. And when I come to a new place, and especially if the space has things to offer me, like the physics room has these wonderful windows and wonderful view.
Is that unusual for a gallery?
It's not unusual, but it's not very often to be found.
Right.
It's, of course, you have galleries with windows. But these windows have nice views, one to the mountains, one view to the highway and to the city. So I thought I should do something with the windows. And, of course, it also has to do with our cliché of thinking about New Zealand from the other part of the world. We think New Zealand is a country with the most spectacular landscape. So when we think of New Zealand, we just think of the landscape.
Right, so you see the adverts on TV and the promotional videos for New Zealand, and it's sheep and landscape.
Sheep and landscape,
yeah. So how does the landscape figure in your site-specific work at the physics room?
For that reason, I brought a video which I had recently made. Mm-hmm. The video consists of 85 landscape images, still images, which are rented from an image archives, which are anonymous images that we don't know where they are taken from. We don't know who has taken these images. So I thought this fits very well with my cliche of New Zealand, you know, that these images coming one after the other. Mm. So I brought this video to be shown in the video room, in physics room, and for the other rooms I've made something for the windows that hides and refers to the view outside, which can also be seen from outside.
Right. I'm talking to Aisha Erkman, who has been spending 6 weeks in Christchurch developing a site-specific project for the physics room. Aisha, when you walked into the physics room and you walked into the space where you're going to have to make something and put something in there, did it come to you straight away, or did you have to sort of stand there for a while and sort of scratch your head and think about it?
Yeah, I had already planned a few things, but there's a new work that I've made. There are actually two new works that I made, a small video, which has to do with the politics of art spaces, mm-hmm. and using physics room as the starting point, but it has to do with the general politics of art spaces. Another work, which is made in New Zealand, a strange sized carpet, which refers maybe to the to again my idea about New Zealand, about the wool, about but it has to do more with the space.
Right.
It has to do with the proportions of the space and accompanies the installation I have made for the windows.
Do you ever get worried, though, when you come into a new space that you might not come up with any ideas? You might just get some kind of mental block, some kind of artist block, and you might panic and not find anything within that space that really motivates you?
Yes, of course, every show comes with worries. Mm. But I don't worry of not being able to find ideas. Of course, you can also always find ideas. But ideas are not the most important thing. To come up with a good show is more important. You know, how you show your ideas, how you present your ideas, how effective can you be with your ideas is more important. And I always have worries of not being able to make a good show, or a show that's not strong enough. Mm. Of course, you always have worries. But I didn't have so much worries here because I prepared myself a little bit before coming. Okay. I cheated, I must say.
You don't need any sort of, you don't have something eccentric, like you have to eat a packet of crisps while you're standing there looking at the space, or I don't know, some peanuts, or stand on one leg, or do anything like that to come up with an idea?
No, I really look at the space very briefly, and I have to go there a few times.
Yeah.
So I was in physics room almost every morning.
Right.
Going there for
hours, just standing there staring?
Just looking at at the computer, doing some things, but then looking around also.
Right.
You know, it's just a way of visiting the space more than once, because I think art has to be taught over and over and over again. You know, I don't believe in overnight ideas.
I see. They just come to you. Well, it opens on Saturday.
Yes.
The first of April, and there is a preview tomorrow, I think Friday.
Yes.
In the afternoon, at 5:30, is the opening preview on Friday, 31st of March. Aisha, lovely to have you along, and I'm looking forward to seeing what your site-specific work will look like.
Thanks.
That's Aisha Erkman, who is in residence at the physics room, which is up above Ellison Video Land on the corner of High and Chewham Street. It's 18 minutes away from 10. Tune in from One Lung. This is called Cinema 90 here on RDU. your accommodation guide's coming up. And another clue as to who I'm lying in bed with in the single bed here in the Artigas studio this morning. Good morning to you.